Aid agency Care Australia says 20 million people are at risk of starvation this year if funding and improved humanitarian access isn't urgently addressed. Famine was declared in parts of South Sudan last week, and it is feared that Yemen, northeast Nigeria, and Somalia are also on the brink. Thousands of people fleeing the ongoing conflict in South Sudan gather at drop zones across the border in Sudan to receive food, water, and medicine. It's the first sign of help in a long time. More than 100,000 people are facing imminent starvation in parts of South Sudan, where famine was declared last week, with another 1 million people on the brink of famine. It is the first time the world has faced such a catastrophe in 6 years. World Food Programme spokesperson Jane Howard says emergency teams are increasing efforts to stop the famine from spreading.
This is a man-made situation. It's really caused by the conflict that's been going on. Unfortunately, the conflict means that roads are cut off, we can't get access to bring people food, there's no food in the market, and really the whole country is sort of falling apart. And in those situations where some of these areas are cut off for 7 or 8 months every year because of the rainy season, people really can run out of food very easily and get into this desperate situation. So we're flying in with specialist teams. They go in with helicopters and specialists, and we're giving out food to the worst affected children, specialized nutrition foods.
The United Nations says 5.5 million people, nearly half the population, will not have a reliable source of food by July. But it is not just South Sudan. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator, Stephen O'Brien, has visited Yemen to assess for himself the humanitarian situation there. He says almost 19 million people there need assistance, and 7 million people don't know where their next meal is coming from. Care Australia's Emergency Response Unit Manager, Stefan Nolmeyer, says if authorities don't act in South Sudan, Yemen, Nigeria, and Somalia, we will see 4 famines declared this year.
Across 3 other countries in Africa and also in the Middle East, we have 20 million people affected from a variety of situations that are impacting their ability to access food. So, you know, that's almost the number of people in Australia. We are hopeful that we can raise awareness of this and seek to try and get the broader community, international community, focused on these issues to prevent them moving into that more severe situation.
Stefan Nolmeyer is calling on all parties to the conflicts in the regions to allow immediate access of humanitarian aid to those in need. He also hopes international donors, including Australia, will provide necessary funding.
We're looking at vegetable seeds that can grow very, very quickly, fishing equipment for those that are living near the rivers or waterways, or tools, or perhaps even cash or vouchers for those that can access markets so they can actually access food.